to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 16th of October. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening. On the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country, and also on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, it's the great game, and I'll explain why. On the 27th of March, in a Toowoomba maiden of this year, Caulfield Cup favourite Incentivise finished second last at his third race start.
Good luck, they're off in the last. Incentivise from the inside, began on terms with them, but it'll be beaten for early speed by Kenny Cat, who's going
shotgun forward. Bobby fights on, but Golden Goal's in front. Late on the scene was Blue Corner, but Golden Goal beats home Blue Corner. Shotgun Bobby third, then came Anna Chiva Lad. Further astern, Steel Chance and Spiritual, Tina Sparkle, Incentivise, forget it, ever went round.
The winner of that race, Golden Goal, has had four runs since. He failed to finish last start at Toowoomba. And before that, he was down the track in a Class B handicap at the Nangal. Incentivise since that maiden has won eight straight, including two Group 1s, on his way to the Caulfield Cup.
Incentivise holding on from Owoonga. Incentivise makes a statement in the Group 1. Incentivise getting tired. Young Bird are coming at it, but Incentivise is finding, and Incentivise has won a new Group 1 star.
And this afternoon, he's set to try and do what some of the greats have done and win a Caulfield Cup from the front end. And while we celebrate the 143rd running of the Caulfield Cup, it's the fifth running of Sydney's biggest race, the Everest. Lethbridge has been a history maker throughout his illustrious career. He's the only trainer to have won a Golden Slipper, Melbourne Cup and Everest. And this afternoon, his legend will grow. If he can produce Classique legend to win first up and go back-to-back in the $15 million feature. What a day it promises to be, and we have it all covered here on your home of racing. Hello, I'm Gareth Hall, and welcome to RSN's coverage of Caulfield Cup Day. Happy Caulfield Cup Day, and it is one of the great days on the Australian racing calendar. We've got plenty to look forward to in the next 3 hours. A big first word coming your way. Dave Eustace, James Cummings, Sam Freeman, JD Hayes, Joe Pride, John Sadler, Michael Kent Jr., Mike Moroney, Clayton Douglas, David Payne and Archie Alexander will be joining me before 8 o'clock. The Melbourne Form Panel previewing Caulfield Cup Day with Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn just after 8 o'clock. And the Sydney preview kicks off a big interstate hour with David Gately and Lizzie Jels, but we've had plenty of rain. In Melbourne in the last 24 hours, let's head out to Caulfield to catch up with Jason Kerr for this track update. Good morning to you, Jason.
Morning, Gareth.
How much rain did you have last night?
We've had 21 mils overnight, so yeah, certainly about where we thought it would land. And yeah, it's certainly been a wet night, but it's cleared now, which is the main thing, Gareth. And it's left us with a heavy 8 track this morning. But certainly, it's only just in the heavy range. I think if that rain's gone, which looks like it probably is, then that'll improve as the morning progresses. So I'm reasonably pleased with it after all that.
Okay, so the rail's back in the true. It was true last Saturday, I think 9 metres for 1,000 guineas day, so back in the true this afternoon. Just with the weather report, so we're not expecting any more rain today?
No, they said the rain band came through last night. There was a few tailing showers this morning. Looking at the radar, they've pretty much cleared us. And then they're tipping a reasonably sort of clear afternoon, so fingers crossed we've missed those showers that have come through this morning, and that might be the end of it. So, if that's the case, then it's going to play out reasonably well for us.
Okay, so with a situation like that, we're at a heavy 8 at the moment. Do you expect maybe an upgrade if the rain stays away?
Yeah, certainly when we rated the truck this morning, the rain had only just stopped. So, you know, given 3 or 4 hours, as we know, Caulfield will drain quite quickly. The water will get through the profile. But, you know, there's parts of the track this morning that are only soft, but we've rated it overall into the heavy 8 range. But certainly given 3 or 4 hours of no rain, that'll improve a bit. And I'd expect if there is no more rain, then at some stage we're likely to see a soft 7.
Oh, that's sensational. How has your track handled this week?
It's been good, yeah. Obviously, it's a heavy program for it. Last Saturday with the rail and the tree, and then Wednesday out at 9. So there is wear on the track, obviously, from the last two meetings, but it's reasonably well spread. So there are markings there, but it's reasonably even across. Good cover of grass. We've had a good recovery week, so it's been a big week. But, yeah, I'm pretty pleased with the way the track's come up this morning, considering the weather that we've had.
Do you think there'll be any pattern today? Will they be getting off the fence, or with the rail back in the tree, there's some nice fresh ground there?
Yeah, it's sort of, as I said, there is marking on the track, but there's markings in the true after 5 and 6 where they were last Saturday, and there's sort of some wear, further out from previous meetings. So I'd say when the tracks are rain affected, the jockeys tend to get off them at some stage and have a bit of a look, but certainly there's no discernible lanes that they'll be heading for. I think the field the race early, and then jockeys will probably wander off and have a look at some stage during the program, but certainly nothing jumps out at me that where it's going to be the spot to be or anything.
What about the wind conditions today, Jason?
Yeah, it's a strong blustery wind here. It's not a particularly pleasant spring morning. It's about 15 degrees with a strong wind off the bay, which presents the crosswind down the side, the southwester, and then sort of a crosshead in the straight. So the wind from the southwest doesn't tend to play a major role here at Caulfield. It's more the strong winds we get from the north when they're headwinds down the side and in the straight that come into play. So it's a windy day, but I generally don't tend to play a part in the way races pan out.
Great stuff, Jason. Thanks for that update, mate. Enjoy Caulfield Cup Day.
Thanks, Gareth.
Let's head up to Sydney to catch up with Navesh Ramdhani because, of course, it's Everest Day in Sydney today. 10,000 people expected to head to the track, which is great to have some crowds back at the races. Navesh, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gareth.
How's your week been?
Yeah, look, it's been a very interesting week. Obviously, the weather and the radar has kept us on our toes for most of the week. We've had rain virtually every day since Sunday. And we had some light showers there around lunchtime yesterday. Only 0.8 fell yesterday. But we start on a soft 7 this morning with a penetrometer of 5.72.
Okay, so the rail's in the true. Are you expecting rain this afternoon, or do you think we stay at that range?
Yeah, look, so we're expecting a fine day. Yeah. A maximum 22, but the winds will sort of get some strong gusts during the course of the afternoon. So they're forecasting an average of 30 k's an hour with the gusts getting up to 60 k's coming in from the west. So that would mean when they jump for the Everest, which is the 1,200-metre start, there'll be around 500 metres of a headwind. And then as they turn for home, it becomes sort of less impactful because you get a bit of cover from the buildings, the trees and the grandstand down the straight. So, yeah, I think the important thing to note there is the strong gusty winds for the first 500 metres of the race. And it'll be interesting to see how the pattern develops based on that. But and as far as the track, it's recovered really well since the rain we had through the week. And we kick off on a 7. We had a gallop this morning. Peter Roble rode that gallop, and he said, look, it's on the better side of the 7. So with the day that's forecast today, I suspect we'll get an upgrade at some point in the afternoon.
So, Navesh, with those wind predictions, does that make it tougher for the on-paces down
look,
the back?
It certainly will. I mean, it's going to be a strong wind right in their face, so you'll be certainly looking for cover. But, that's if that wind pattern develops the way it's forecast. Sometimes it can be, a little bit upside down and the wind doesn't have as big an impact as we think. But it all depends on sort of how it blows and the pattern of racing for the day. So it certainly makes for an interesting day. Tactics becomes very important, and it adds even more to an already massive day's racing.
It will be interesting to see how it all plays out there this afternoon at Randwick. Navesh, we wish you the best of luck and well done today because you get to show off your gardens finally there with the people turning up.
Gareth. Thank you very much. It's a big day. We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
There's Navesh Ramdhani joining us there. Dave Eustace kicks off the first word on Caulfield Cup Day. Hello to you, Dave.
Gareth, hi. How are you?
It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, you could say that.
Let's hope we can get a few winners today. Seniors Express, geez, I thought he was really good off of freshen up at Flemington last start. How's he trained on?
Yeah, he's trained on really well. Things didn't really go his way at Flemington. They went slow and, he worked into the race pretty well considering the tempo. So the rain is a big plus for him. He'll handle it well. And Yeah, first look at Caulfield, which will be interesting. He's a horse that tends to like to be sort of bottled up and delivered late. So it'll be, yeah, interesting to see how the track's playing. But we can't fault him at home. He's very well. He's right in his grade, and he should run a very big race.
In race four, the Ethereal Stakes for the three-year-old fillies. Is your filly Biscayne Bay now looking for the 2,000?
Yeah, she is. You know, we elected to bypass the guineas, which we're glad we did. And we're sort of hopeful that, or confident that, the given the ground again will suit her. And, you know, she seems a natural stayer, so going from 14 to 2,000 won't be an issue. So hopefully this is a nice lead into the Oaks.
Do you think she's got the ability to win an Oaks?
We do, yes. Obviously, the main thing in that race is you've got to be able to stay, and it's obviously a question mark for her because she hasn't been there yet, but she relaxes. She's got a big action, and she's a very natural athlete, so we think she's got the right credentials.
In the Tristax Stakes, Steinem, who's an impressive four-year-old mare for your stable by Frankel, what are you expecting from her second up?
She'll run well. She will improve again. Her first up run was good, and has naturally stripped fitter for that. But it's nice timing into a race for her over Cup Week, which has been the plan. So, you know, she'll run well today. She's probably going to be just that one run short, and we think a mile is her trip.
Let's get to the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup. You'll saddle up two chances. We'll start off with Explosive Jack. You think he'll enjoy the conditions?
He'll love it. To be honest, we've been delighted to see the rain come. For the majority of our runners today, there'll be a couple of scratchings, but he's probably the most important one. He's got the best chance of the two. He's really, first up runs have been excellent. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Obviously, the draw is probably a slight disadvantage. He's going to have to angle off the fence at some stage, but you know, like all these races, you know, tempo is key. And if there's good tempo, then you tend to get out. And if there isn't, then you find things difficult. So I think with the favourite being two favourites, I suppose, in Incentivised and Delphi drawn out wide, you would think Incentivised will almost certainly go forward. Delphi might come across with it, and that'll create a bit of pressure. And hopefully they go nice and quick. And if they do, he'll run a huge race.
And because of his success as a three-year-old, do you think now that heading into this contest at Caulfield third up, he can turn the tables on and Incentivise and young Verda after the Turnbull?
Yeah, we think so. He's actually run better than we thought he would over those shorter trips. You know, he's a genuine stayer. You'll see him at his very best in the Melbourne Cup. Because, you know, he is one of those stayers that he's got a bit of class, not knocking him at all, but, you know, his attributes is that he can stay. And, you know, we really hope that we see a good stamina test today. And if there is, then we do think he could turn the tables.
And how's Per Sand? Linda Meach picks up the ride and he's performed well on a heavy track as well.
Yeah, he'll handle the ground, another tick. And, you know, great to get Linda on board. He obviously drops in weight and gets out to a mile and a half, and we know how well he stays as well. So he has got a lovely gait. He's going to settle into a nice position, hopefully in the first six. And again, you'll see the best of him once we get him to the Melbourne Cup over 2 miles. But if they go a good gallop, that'll really suit him too.
Up there in Sydney at Randwick, you settle up two fillies in the fourth race. Decent Rain, who's showed plenty this preparation, and I Am Me, is at a big price, that lightly race filly in the fourth race. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, I Am Me's, you know, having a crack at black type. Decent Rain would have a great chance. She loves wet ground. She won her maiden on a heavy track. She showed at the Valley that she was A, up to the class, and B, found the line well, and 14 would be within her compass, and it's actually the first time in a nice race she's drawn a good gate just to be able to settle right behind them, which she will benefit from. She's sort of got back and ran on only from what really being where she's drawn in her previous races. So if we can be a little bit closer in the run, that'll really suit. And we've got High Emotion up there in the Ledger as well, who's in great form. She ran an excellent race at Mornington on top of the ground, and she loves the wet track. I think a heavy eight is, I think it's come up to six, but, you know, wet ground is right up her alley, and she'll run a big race.
Should we have something on Brownie in the fifth race there in Adelaide?
Yeah, I think so. You know, she's a mare on the up who's starting to really hit her straps, and albeit in lesser grade, she won well and has bounced through that. So she seems to have travelled over okay, and it looks a nice race for her to try and get some Metro form on her pedigree.
What's your best for the day, Dave?
Question. I think High Emotion's very well, and with the lightweight, she'll be really hard to beat.
All right, mate. It's been one of those weeks, but hopefully it's a big day for your stable today, mate. We appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, Gareth.
There's
Cheers.
Dave Eustace joining us there. James Cummings joins us on Everest Day and Caulfield Cup Day, which is sensational. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. It's a little wet here, but hopefully the rain clears now. We can enjoy a great day's racing at Caulfield. We'll start with your Caulfield runners. Geez, this looks a nice race for Vianello in the second.
Yes, Gareth, she's very well placed. And it'd be lovely to strike a blow with her this preparation. 7 furlongs last time looked nice for her. She was chasing solidly behind Queen of Dubai and Zuzarella there. So, you know, it's dropping back in grade. It's the right race for her. And if she can get a nice little card into the race, then she will be running very well.
How do you think she'll enjoy the conditions?
I think she'd be okay.
Yeah. We'll move on to the fourth race. Are you excited to see Stalking get to the 2,000?
Yes, I think Stalking, now that she's at 2,000, we can finally start adjudicating just how good she's going. It's been too difficult so far because the distances she's been in have been retarding her ability to show how good she is. So, one thing I would say, though, is she's giving our jockey, our Hall of Fame rider, some feel from the saddle. So it'll be interesting to see now that she's out to this trip against these fillies, whether or not she's got what it takes. But a very interesting race from the perspective of a VRC Oaks trial, and Stalking is very much on that path if she can prove to be good enough.
What do you think Micro can do in the Neds Classic over the 2,000 metres? His record suggests that he's better than just the one win from 10 starts, James.
Yes, it does. You know, six placings amongst those to go with that one win. So he's seasoned enough, and he's well fit enough to be up to 2,000. I would say he just needs to get things to go his way from the barrier. We thought the same prior to the Stutt Stakes last time, and it was an absolute train wreck. You don't get carted off the track too often in races, and that's what happened to that horse. So his ability to get it back together, get himself organised around a tight turning track for such a scopey horse, was a good effort to be only beaten 1.1 lengths. And now that he's out to 2,000 metres, perhaps it's something of a Derby trial, he could assert himself into the carnival.
In the Moonga Stakes over the 1,400 metres, race six on the program. Gorwas, for me, sometimes can be a little difficult to catch, James, but it does look a nice race for him with the rain around. He's got a pretty good record on a heavy track.
Yes, he's been beaten a number of times in a row now, but have a look at his heavy track form. It's very, very good. And the horse is, nearly won $1 million in prize money, so he might be hard for you to catch, but he's not a bad catch himself.
That's a very good point you make, James.
And listen, we think he's a sneaky chance for Warren in this race. I mean, some nice horses have accepted. Zutori's there. It's a good enough race, but he's going to love that stink. He's going to love that softer going. And we think he's been going better than his form suggests. I mean, you've got to forgive him for a wide run last time at Flemington. I just think he's probably one of our interesting roughies today.
You've talked me into it. I'm on again. Get up Gorwa today and race number six at the Moonga Stakes. Hey, I was dreaming about a month ago, James. I had back Colette for the Caulfield Cup. I was hoping that the rain would arrive on Caulfield Cup Day, and then she had that setback. But she still goes around, and she goes around in the 1,400-metre Tristax Stakes. Is she ready to rumble?
Yes, there's a bit of heartbreak warfare about having to line her up in the Tristax today and not the Caulfield Cup. We got our desired heavy track. But it is what it is. It's 5 weeks off between runs. That's ample time for her to have freshened up to drop back to seven, you would think. And she's got the lovely draw there. Three scratchings already in the race, so a small field. And listen, she's very well placed in the race. Now you know the narrative. She's been forced to miss the Caulfield Cup because we had a foot abscess. We've had to entrust the recuperation of that hoof entirely to our blacksmith, John Bunting. He's applied a few different things, including a three-quarter plate and some Equilox. And I said, are you sure you want to do that, John? An ounce on the foot is a pound on the back.
Yes.
And he said, don't worry, it's less than an ounce. So he thinks it'll be right. Reg thinks she's fit, and she's well-placed to run a very good race in the Tristark.
Do you think she'll be right, James?
Well, listen, it's a little difficult to assess, you know, nearly 900 k's away in Sydney, but
it's FaceTime.
I would say this, for all the FaceTime in the world, she looks fantastic, and she's just a gun little mare who has been, God, she's had to wait a while for another heavy track, hasn't she? And she gets it now. I understand the track will be improving throughout the day if there's not too much more rain, but it's been a pretty miserable, showery session of track work this morning, so I don't know how much improvement's in that track. I guess that's rather to answer, but the horse is certainly getting conditions to suit, that's for sure.
And do we watch her closely today and maybe have something on her in the Empire Rose? Is that the plan with her now?
Well, don't have something on her in the Empire Rose yet.
Okay.
I don't have something in the Empire Rose yet, but you know that certainly looks the most likely option.
We'll move on to the Lingi Stakes. Emanating, talking about a horse that just loves the rain. Varda gets her chance today as well.
Yes, she's three out of three on the heavier self. Varda, she'll love that. And I suppose it's a little bit of a quick turnaround from having her first up run last Monday. But she's trained solidly, looks fit, and will enjoy the softer ground. So I would have to think she's in the mix there in that race.
Let's head up to Sydney in the Everest. Trekkie, can he win the Everest? He was so good there last year. I guess is it dry enough for him, James?
Well, this morning.
Yep.
Apologies if I drop out here. I'm just out on the fourth reception.
Okay.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, if you just stay right there, that'll be beautiful, James. It's like you're just about to fall off the cliff. Hang on.
I can't stay still. I've got to keep my eye on these horses.
Yes.
What were we talking about? We're talking about the track at Randwick. Well, that's important, isn't it?
Yes.
We got a little bit of luck overnight. We dodged some of those storms. There was a couple of disastrous storm warnings come through during the week, and we dodged a chunk of those as well. So I reckon people in Sydney would be pretty pleased that they've got a far better track than what we thought we would be getting 2 days ago.
Can Trekkie win the Everest?
Well, listen, we know he's a 33-1 chance realistically in the race. That's the sort of horse, though, that can still absorb the pressure and run a good race, and that's what we're hoping. That's what we're hoping for from Trekkie. Now, he's had the right build-up. He's third up in the race. He's got good form. You saw him with your own two eyes. He was unluckily beaten in the Moya, so he's got that Group One weight for age, fresh form going into it, and I would say that obviously, it's not for me to talk about what's obvious, but perhaps the form of Nature Strip and Eduardo's little and Gitra, perhaps it's too obvious for an Everest. You know, there's normally a little bit of drama that gets thrown up, and hopefully that drama's trekking this year. But it's important to see him run well, and we think that he's certainly going well enough to do that.
And outside of trekking, our favourite Kemitari goes around in the Sydney Stakes over the 1,200 metres. You've got some nice chances as well. Picarones, Best of Days, I think you're just deciding whether to run him. And Suave goes around in the last race. James, what would be your best there, or a horse that we should watch closely from your Sydney?
Yeah, I left it to the last minute, but I decided to scratch Best of Days so that I can take him down to Melbourne to run in your Waterford Crystal Mile at Moonee Valley next weekend. He runs well at the Valley, that horse, and I just don't love him on that sort of on the softer ground. But I know it's probably not that bad at Randwick, but he'd be well suited next weekend, and he might even turn up to have a little spin around the Valley on Tuesday morning with Animo. Meanwhile, you asked about the rest of them at Randwick. Oh, you asked about Kemitari.
Yes, I did.
Well, Kemitari was so beautiful first up in the Gilguy, wasn't he? Beating a Newmarket winner, Zutori. He was really worth a cheer. Ollie just rode him to absolute perfection. That's the way to ride that horse. I just hope Kemitari isn't a musket. I hope he just doesn't have one good shot in him at preparation.
Did you take him to the bush, James, like they did in Perth that week?
Well, you know, Jim's been sending us photos of his birds.
just to remind Kemitari in his stalls.
Yes, that's right. Jim's been sending us the photos, so he's been taunting us all week, and he's been asking us, "Are we coming back to Perth this year?"
Yes.
Well, we'd love to go. We nominated a squad of horses. But I just don't know whether it'd be more likely we get to South Korea than get to Perth this year. There's a lot of water go under the bridge yet. But look, Kemitari travelled back to Sydney. He probably, you know, I can see the effects of having been in the colder weather in Melbourne for a few weeks. But he's got very good soft track form, Kemitari, and I think at Weight for Age against those horses. Well, the last time he raced those. The last time he raced that quality of horses at Weight for Age was when he was in Perth, and he was extremely competitive. So I think that says it all.
Look out, James. Enjoy your day and go back to work. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us on a Saturday morning, as always. And we look forward to seeing you in Melbourne shortly as well, with the borders opening up.
All right. Thanks, Gareth. Always a pleasure.
Good on you. There's James Cumming. Sam Freeman joins us now on the First Word. Good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Gareth. How are we?
Good, thank you, mate. Can No Crying break her maiden status in the second race at Caulfield this afternoon?
Oh, look, she ran a bold race. She was a decent run last week at Mornington. It was a tough enough run. She was trapped wide and probably gave the winner the perfect card into the race. So she's come out of that run really well. We feel like the 1,400 will suit, and we've got the winkers on. We'll ride her pretty cold today. And she's got a good sharp sprint if you use it at the right time.
Extreme Flight and the blinkers, since they've jumped on him, it's just switched him right on, Sam. He's in brilliant form at the moment.
Yeah, he's a horse on the rise. He's gone from strength to strength this preparation, and I think he's probably improved again since his last run. He's proven on soft going, so that shouldn't be an issue for him. Don't mind him drawn wide. We've been just teach him to balance up and relax and quicken down. He travels very deep into his races, so we'll be riding him very similar to Sandown and just getting him into the running line and track up, and he should really let rip down the middle.
Yep, so you're pretty confident with him once again?
Yeah, quite confident with him.
Geez, I was looking at the Caulfield Cup there once again last night. Holmeson, he's a big price at $41. He's going to be on pace, I would imagine. Sam, and he handles a soft track. I guess the end of 2,400 metres, is that a question mark for you?
Yeah, it probably is the little query, on him. But he did run second in the Caulfield Cup a few years ago, and he's performed very well on the backup. So, yeah, he tends to get forgotten about. He always does in these sort of races. So we're happy that he's flying under the radar, but you know, he's going to run a very honest race as usual. He's ever reliable. And, yeah, it's exciting to see him in this sort of company. I mean, the way the weights are, you know, he's equal top weight, but he's actually not carried, you know, he's probably carried 60 kilos through most of his career now. So for him, it's actually a nice drop in weight. So, look, hopefully he can give him a shake.
Where do you have him in the run?
Not too sure. Look, it's probably dependent on how the track is playing and, you know, where he begins and what the speed is like from out wide. So, yeah, we haven't really delved into tactics just yet.
What about Delphi? How's his week been after an impressive victory in the Herbert Power last week?
Yeah, he's had a very good week. He was bouncing out of his skin on Monday morning. He needed to go a couple of laps of the track here. So he couldn't have handled that run any better. We actually gave him a piece of work during the week, which was a good, sharp piece of work. He's bounced out of it really well. He's nice and fresh this morning. So, he's ready to run to his absolute best today.
What about a heavy track for him?
Well, I'm not too sure. He's won on a soft in Ireland, which... Yeah, I don't know how soft that is. It might be a lot heavier than
heavy 10.
Than what it is here. Yeah. So, but he's also, you know, failed on a soft track over there. So, not reading too much into any of it. His work here at home is, he's worked on soft and heavy here and seemingly got through it really well. And the naturalism, I think it was that day. They got a bit of rain that day. It was probably in that sixth rain. I think the rating says it was a 4 or 5, but it was probably a bit softer than that, which you seem to appreciate. So, we're hopeful that he'll handle it fine.
All right, then Warning, can he win a St. Ledger? I know Ronnie Duffus is really keen on his chances up there in Sydney.
Yeah, it's the right race for him. Just got way out of his ground last start and, you know, had a lot of kickback. He was last on the turn and actually worked home very strongly. The track conditions are probably in the perfect range for him, a bit of give in the track. Look, if you can begin a little bit better, settle a little bit closer. He's got a habit of just spitting the bit out at the 800, so the rider's got to be prepared for that. And but he's gonna be rattling home, I would think.
Should we have something on King's Consort on debut in the first race at Bendigo?
Yeah, I think you can. He's very professional. His trials have been good. He's prepped up nicely. He's he should run a nice race. He's he's very well schooled, so yeah, I think you could trust that he's going to run a good race.
Go and get him, Sam. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
There's Sam Freeman there. We'll take a break. You're with Gareth Hall here on The First Word. This is Caulfield Cup Day on RSN 927. And JD Hayes to be a punter's favourite, and he joins us now here on The First Word. Good morning to you, JD.
Thank you for that intro. Good morning to you.
They tell me you have been doing the rain dance overnight. You're happy the rain's arrived here at Caulfield.
No, absolutely. The more rain, the better for us. All our horses seem to grow a leg in it, so very happy to see the rain coming.
We'll go to Mimi's Chance in the first race there at Caulfield, and she's a galloper that will be second up, and she's looking like she'll appreciate the conditions there today as well. How's she trained on?
Yeah, she's trained on really well since her first up effort. She's on trial to hopefully have a crack at a good filly in there 2000 during Cup Week. I think she's been well found in the market because of the fact that she likes a wet track. So I'm just worried about the barrier. Hopefully she's not left to do too much from the barrier and we don't have to take our medicine and go back to last, but I think she's ready to run a good race.
Looks a good race for Sandy Prince in the Gothic Stakes over the 1400 metres. Do you see him going forward and having a lovely run?
Yeah, he's mapped to get a beautiful run. He's just one that can... He's his own worst enemy. He can bring himself undone, but we've been doing a lot of work with some in his track work trying to get him to relax, and he really does love the wet conditions, and if he doesn't bring himself undone, he'll be very hard to beat, I think.
Are you confident that he's getting better with that?
No, absolutely. Just with each race experience and the track work in between his last piece of work, he was nice and relaxed, so usually they're good indicators. It's just he's had two hard gut busters now. It's just whether that's the only question mark I've got on him going into today.
In the Neds Classic Race 5, has Receptive Jazz surprised you with the way that he's performed in his first two starts?
He has. He's really improved with each experience. He's gone to the races and he's really developed and matured in the last 6 weeks. You can see him physically rising to the challenge as well. So really excited to see him go round. He's got a bit of an awkward barrier, but he's one that represents great each-way value.
Yeah, he's at $21. When you compare him to Tiz Magic, he's worth an each-way punt there, JD?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I think if the punters shopped early, he could have got 50s too.
Oh,
so
damn. You need to tell us earlier, JD.
Got this, so they feel like they've already backed a winner when he goes round at 20.
What about Aidensfield in the Tristark Stakes?
Yeah, blinkers go on. I think it's got a sense of timing. She's another one that really appreciates the wet. And from barrier eight, my speed maps can go horribly wrong, but I think she's going to get a beautiful run from the barrier. And she's another one that I wouldn't be leaving out of multiples.
Yeah. Do you think she's good enough to win a race like this, take on horses like a Colette?
I do think so, because if you just wind back 12 months, she was running in the Group 1000 Guineas, so she does have quality. And if she brings that to the track, her track work suggests that she's improving with each run as well. She's not training off, but she's been very, very fit. So hopefully it'll up to the stars align today and she's able to get over the line.
Lindsay Park knows how to train a Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup winner. In fact, a few years back, he caused a massive upset with Boom Time and any old prize. Port Guillaume, can he do the same in the Cup with the boy from the Mallee, Harry Coffey, getting the ride?
Yeah, it'd be a great story. I'm sure Lightning does strike twice, so hopefully he's got a good barrier. He loves the wet and he passed the vet checks and everything. And we just put a line through his last start. He had a horrible run in transit. And hopefully if he's able to get a cushy run from the barrier, he's not a bad one to leave in your first fours at 100-1.
Okay, so you think he's good enough to be competitive if you get last start?
His overseas form last year, he was 6-1 in the market before he was scratched with some bone bruising that he incurred in his last start. So if he brings his best form, he can definitely run a race.
Do you have a winner for us at Bendigo?
Yeah, I do. I really do like Jocelyn. We've done our wages the last two times, but third time lucky.
All right, then we'll follow up on Jocelyn. What's your best today, JD? Who have you had a punt on today?
I'm going to go Aidensfield each way.
All right, mate. Hey, you're a superstar. Thanks for that. Appreciate it and good luck.
No, thank you.
Joe Pride joins us now. It's a big day for the stable and Eduardo goes around in the Everest, of course. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Can you compare your horse from this time to last year? This time and compared to last year?
Yeah, in a much stronger position. And look, that's a cheap word, don't they? It's easy to say, when you look at what we've been able to do with him over the past 12 months and his preparation going into the race last year, it's clear that it wasn't as good as what it's been this year. And we arrived here with a horse today that's been trained specifically for this race in mind, as opposed to last year, sort of working the horse out, coming through the winter without the ideal preparation, and Nash aboard today.
What have you learnt most about him then to get him to where you've got him today? Because it's just been a wonderful training performance, Joe.
Fresh is best.
Yeah.
Fresh is best. The first couple of runs that he puts in are absolutely lethal. And then he just starts, while he's still a rider, and he won the Dimmer 10,000 at his fourth run last time, but didn't feel that was on the same level that he raced at when he won the Galaxy second up. So, that's what we've learned about the horse. And he's a considerably bigger horse now, weight-wise, than what he was 12 months ago.
Are you concerned for the final 100 metres of his race today?
Oh, he's on speed, so those horses are the ones that are always a little bit vulnerable late. But, I can point to quite a few of his performances since he's been up here, where his last 100's been excellent. He's run right through the line and run away from Nature Strip a couple of times and run away with a Galaxy in the last 100. So, I think as long as the pace is, it'll be good, but as long as it's not ridiculous, he'll be there fighting the finish out.
It's exciting. We wish you the best of luck with Eduardo, Joe. What about Sushak in the first race? He's the current favourite. Nash rides over the 1400.
Yeah, he's pleased me since he's been up here. I thought he put in an excellent run first up out of his grade in an 88 race, running second to Count the Rupee. I've got no doubt that that form's good. He probably should have won the Silver Eagle last week, Count the Rupee. A very excusable run second up after having no luck in a torrid run with a very big weight. And then bounces into this third up with seemingly just the right preparation and at the right distance.
Good luck, Joe.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
There's Joe Pride there. John Sadler joins us on the first word. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Gareth, nice to talk to you.
How's Caulfield this morning, mate?
It's wet and cold.
Yes.
Just a bit of a break in the sky now, looking a little brighter than what it has for all of the morning, actually.
Okay, Game Legend goes around in the second. She's yet to win her maiden, but could today be her day?
You know, I'd love to think so. It was pretty disappointing. We're sort of out of a stoutly, or quite a stout mare, and we thought we sort of headed towards an Oaks campaign with her, and she was pretty disappointing, actually, in that Oaks trial at her last start. So I just decided to freshen her right up and head towards this race, Gareth.
What about Cheerful Legend in race number three, the Gothic Stakes, because he was so impressive in a benchmark 70 there at Mornington. If you tell me to back him today, I will, John.
You know what, Gareth, I would have said we've got three runners. He's clearly our best,
yep.
But I have absolutely no idea whether he'll handle the ground at all.
Yeah, I was thinking.
No idea. If I knew he'd handle it, I'd be telling you to put your money on him.
Yeah, we can have these genetic tests these days, whether they stay, whether they sprint. We need to know whether they handle the wet going, surely.
Yeah, exactly.
In modern science, Johnny. So it's just a wait and see. You just don't know.
I really do not know. You'd think he's never really... You know, when the tracks get very wet, they're either closed or we're more inclined to use the all-weather track. He's never raced on anything with the sting now. He's a big striding horse, which makes you feel that maybe he won't. But as I said, if he does, big if, but because he'll be in it up to his ears.
What are you making of Adela Moore and the Ethereal Stakes?
I was really disappointed with her run in the Edward Manifold.
Yep.
First up, she won. She beat Barb Raider that day. Then she ran in the mile. I thought she was good. Barb Raider out sprinted her, and she was obviously placed in the on Wednesday. So no disgrace to be running second behind her. Always felt she'd stay. Gareth, she's out of a mare that ran second twice in the Sydney Cup. And as you know, some of the Sebrings can stick.
Yep.
I would suggest that just on her last run, there'd be a real question mark about her staying. But the positive is I would suggest that she would be able to handle it.
Good on you, Johnny. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's John Sadler. With Michael Kent, Jr.
I've had a lot of rain. Yep. It always dries out well, so we're hoping that no more arrives. But yeah, it's going to be a genuine test for all these horses today.
In the Gothic Stakes, Corkscrew won his maiden there at Horsham. Can he take the next step up and be competitive here?
I'd love to say so, but honestly, we're just hoping. Wouldn't say he's really lit up the track at all, but he did win well on debut in a soft maiden. He did tick the soft track box there, but yeah, a big jump in class.
Daisy's profiling, like, she'll be an important horse for the punters to follow as we get to races like the Ethereal today and onwards to the Oaks. Are you concerned about the track, however, with her today?
I suppose it's a big question mark. I see a lot of these runs have all handled soft before.
Yep.
Last track, it said it was a soft six at Flemington. She worked home very well, but it's totally different to what today is going to be, isn't it? So I suppose she's going to have a Schnitzel mare, second dam. By Zabil, her third dam, one New Zealand Oaks. We'd be very hopeful that she'd get 2,000 on a soft deck. But, we're going to see it first.
How is she?
Yeah, very good, yeah. It's all one prep for her. But we've got the horse to do it, we think. She's nice, big, strong, scopey mare, holding her condition really well. She looks brilliant. The work was pretty good on Tuesday. She's very bright and well. I think if we can begin better, we'd like to have her at least... midfield, you know, she's drawn bad barriers her last few and been duffing the start a little bit. So if she did begin well, we would give a little bit of free rein to the jock to just sort of put her in a better spot if possible. We'll just see how we go.
You've got two progressive staying three-year-olds going around in the Neds Classic, both by Tavistock, Gunstock and Tiz Magic. What can you tell us there?
Both have really come on. They both ran super. They both spotted El Patroness, who they meet again,
a fair margin at the top of the straight at Flemington when it was hard to make up ground. They both worked along well. To be fair to his magic, I think Gunstock almost got his nose in front than he thought. Yeah, both are going really well. Both have drawn well. And yeah, you'd think being by Tavistock, they both should handle the ground.
And Sketch goes around in that opening race at Bendigo. What can you tell us about that two-year-old?
Yeah, he's a nice colt. He's by Stintzel, so he should get through the soft ground as well. He's shown enough here. Worked very well Tuesday morning. Small field, obviously, but there looks to be a couple there, particularly Freeman's and Graham Beggs that I've seen jump out of that look to go very well. He'll either lead, or if they go quick, he'll be just in behind them getting the suck run. And, yeah, there wouldn't be any surprise to see him win. But equally, he could run third or fourth. Yeah, it looks like a competitive race.
Your best, Michael?
I think I'll make the best Gunstock today. Got a lot of faith in that horse, and I think he's going to be very strong over the 2,000 metres today.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
There's Michael Kent Jr. there. Mike Moroney joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Gareth.
The Believers in Buffalo River. Surely it's their day today, Mike.
Well, hopefully so. Look, we only nominated when we saw that the forecast was the way it was, and he seems to have come through well. Look, we've only been trotting and cantering him in between. 4,000 metres is sort of the bottom of his range, so we're getting a little bit on the fresh side, and as fresh as we can. And now going to be up to him. He's going to get conditions to suit. So it's going to be up to him now.
Can Chapada win a Caulfield Cup? His run was sensational there at Flemington the other day.
Yeah, look, weights and measures say he's right in it. He sort of comes in quite good at the weights than the cup. But the question mark would be the heavy track. Look, he saw won it, but it wasn't. Rose Lily ran third in the Rose Lily Guineas, lacked a bit of luck. He did fail in the AJC Derby, but it was a pretty sticky track that day. So we're hoping if it's loose, he'll get through it.
All right, mate. So Buffalo River's a big chance, and Chapada shouldn't be far away in the Caulfield Cup.
Look, we think the Buffalo River will be pretty hard to beat today. Another horse will be just crossing fingers to get through the ground.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
There's Mike Moroney. Clayton Douglas has got an interesting runner, of course, in the Illini Stakes. Bless her. That was sensational first up for his stable, and he joins us now. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, Gareth.
Were you happy with her there the other day, first up for your camp?
Yeah, we were really happy with how she went. Obviously, she had a big weight. She had the 59.5 first up, and we felt that she would improve with the run, and we're very happy with how she hit the line.
And she ticks a few boxes here with this heavy track form.
Yeah, her heavy track form's really good on paper, and her soft track form's terrific. And even the 1100 at Caulfield, she's had a bit of success there. So we're pretty hopeful today she can run a good race.
All right then. So if we like her, we should back her with a little bit of confidence.
Oh yeah, I think she's done really well since her first up run. Obviously, the blinkers are applied second up, and she's just up a little bit in trip. So we're hoping that they can sort of run really well today.
You're a star, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Always great to catch up with Clayton Douglas. We might hear from Brett Prebble. Now, Brett Prebble rides the cup favourite Incentivise, and we caught up with him on RSN 927 yesterday.
I think the upside for me is he doesn't have a horse like outside him from the jump, so you can just see him if he dwells a little bit. He can still pick up his speed in his own time, in a sense. So he'll tell me where he's going to be, really. If he's not going to travel well enough to be in front, well, we won't be there. But if he's travelling swell, he'll just roll along and just enjoy his race and build from where we need to. Yeah, he handles wet ground. I'm sure he'll adapt. He's an easy going sort of horse, and he takes everything to his stride.
And we might hear from Peter Moody talking about the cup favourite as well.
I think Brett now has the luxury where he doesn't have to charge anywhere. He could settle second half if he thought they were going stupid. He's going to have plenty of galloping room. Realistically, he's probably going to be five or six deep on the first turn. And my thoughts to Brett, I'm not going to suggest too much. He knows him as well as me now. I just wouldn't be rushing anything, Just take your time and go to wherever you want to be or wherever you feel you need to be to win the race. Oh, listen, I think it'll take a big effort to beat him. I think misadventure or misfortune's probably his two worst enemies tomorrow. Obviously, the ground, we've got no control over that whatsoever. But the horse has had a faultless, excuseless preparation. So if you feel his form's good enough to win, he wins.
Cozzy, good morning to you. Sean Cosgrove. We're racing on a heavy 8 at Caulfield. Hopefully the rain stays away and there's a chance we might get an upgrade. What about the scratchings on Cup Day?
Morning, Gareth. Rail 2, heavy 8 there. Total of 21. Now, race 1, take out 1, Ballet Master. 3, Just Benjamin. And 6, Coolth. 1, 3 and 6. Second clear. The third, put a line through 1, Daily Bugle. Number 1. Race 4, take out 5, I Like Big Putts. Number 5. Fifth event, scratch 3, El Rocco. Number 3. Now, race 6 is clear. Race 7, take out 1, Carmelass, 4, Shalo, and 7, Sorelio Miss, 1, 4, and 7. The 8th, put a line through 1, Vulpine, 4, How Romantic, 11, Gem of Scotland, 13, Rain Beal, 14, Aqua Girl, 15, Garvok, 19, Shiloh Lass, and 20, Terramia. 1, 4, 11, 13, 14, 15, 19, 20. Race 9, the Cup, take out 8, Quick Thinker, and 20, Constantinople, 8 and 20. And race 10, put out 1, Swatch That, and 11, Enthar, 1 and 11.
Here's Johnny Bowden. It's right on 8 o'clock after Johnny and the news. It's the Melbourne Form Panel with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately, Nicholas Quinn as we preview Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup Day.